This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. So when do those additional investments in kids make sense, and when do they not? We've got Diane Lim with us now. You might know her from the show as well as her blog, Economist Mom. Hi, Diane.
Hey, Adrienne.
So we just finished a conversation about the ways parents stretch and spend to try to get their kids ahead, to get their kids into college. Is it spending that makes any sense?
Well, I am very experienced at spending lots of money on my kids. That's for sure. I am an expert. But my overriding philosophy has always been that I want to make available to them the opportunity to try lots of things and to figure out not just what they're good at, but what they really like to do. You know, it's hard for parents to do this, but I try to not set my own expectations of where I want to see them go, and to try to just give them as much opportunity to set their own goals and find their own passions. Because I really do believe that cliche is true, that if you do what you love, the money will follow, simply because I'm convinced that each of my kids is going to be really good at whatever they find that they love to do.
And how much of the spending that you and your family do on your kids for these extracurriculars is really about helping them stand out from the crowd and maybe get into a great college?
I'm actually not a parent who has sort of forced my kids to do community service or whatever I think would look good on a college application. I've tried to instill upon them a sense of budget constraints, in that you can't do everything financially or time-wise. If you decide you really want to make a push for getting a really high SAT score, I would pay for any tutoring that the kids thought was helpful. But I have to tell you, my oldest two girls who are in college right now, neither of them ever went to an SAT tutor. And my oldest, in fact, I literally bought a paperback SAT study guide for her off of Amazon, and that is the only thing she did to practice.
So I'm going to ask you to put your economist hat on here and tell me, when parents think about spending to get their kids ahead or to get their kids in college, what are the pitfalls that they fall into?
There's a tendency for all of us to just throw money at anything that we think is going to have some small marginal effect on their chances of getting into a good school. We have a tendency to do a sort of flawed form of cost-benefit analysis. We ask ourselves, is there any chance that this thing that I could pay for would have some small positive effect on the outcome for my kid? And then the second question, instead of saying, and how does that amount of benefit compare to the amount of cost, mm-hmm. is we just ask ourselves, do I have the money in the bank to afford this? So when it comes to decisions about spending money for our kids, I find that I, at least, often forget to do the balancing of benefits against costs. And I just look for any positive benefit and say, if I've got the money to do it, I'll do it.
It's worth the cost. That's interesting.
It's worth, it's almost like saying that cost is no object for our kids, as long as there's some benefit and we have the money. It's sort of like how people shop for health care. When there's an issue of, having to spend a lot of money at the end of a loved one's life, I think that people with loved ones go through that same calculation, which is just, is there any chance that this provides some small amount of relief for their pain or suffering at the end? And if there is, it doesn't matter how much it costs. As long as I have the money in the bank, I'm going to pay for it.
No, it sounds kind of cruel, though, right, to sort of add that cost-benefit analysis when you're talking about a dying person or when you're talking about your kid's future.
It does, but when you think about the fact that if we just ignore the cost side of it, we're squeezing out something else in our life, right? I mean, mm-hmm. the reason why parents have to somehow try to get a grip on the cost side of that equation, that calculation, is because there will be bills coming due every moment. There are future expenses to pay for, and it just may not make sense. You may need that money much more to be able to pay for college costs than to get your kid ready with the SAT score to get into the college.
Diane Lim, thanks so much.
Thank you.